Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's Tiki Barber. He's got to go. He's got a big event he's going to do, but the great Sal Licata's hanging out. It's just you randomly run into Sal in SNY.
Yeah, what are you guys doing here? This is my neck of the woods. What's going on?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you this. I think I want to do the show from here forever.
It's nice up here, isn't it?
Nice view.
I know.
Beautiful view.
And then people wonder why TV Sal is so much more relaxed. Look at this place. This is beautiful over here. Look at the views. They got free snacks. This is great. Stay away from that snack wall, Maresh.
But this is a weird spot for you because you're TV Sal, but you're radio Sal. Because
right.
You're in your TV studio, but you're on the radio.
And this is
weird.
Who
are you?
Well, which one do you want? Do you want radio Sal? Hey, Pete Alonso, hit a big home run, will you? Or do you want TV Sal? Hey, what a big shot from Alonso. Maybe this will get him going. We could be either, whichever you want here. But I'm kind of confused. You're right. This is my TV.
That was very well explained.
And he's in his radio wardrobe right now.
Right.
That's funny. I do have something I want to bring up to you about Pete Alonso's clutch RBI two-run hit yesterday.
Yeah.
But before that, you're going to get to witness something so amazing. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
A Cinco de Fivo from Sean Morash.
Confidence sky
high. Cinco de Fivo, let's celebrate the fun. Tune into WFAN and get ready to run. Every Tiki show, then on the one. Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. And it is a Wednesday, Evan. As we've said, we're broadcasting from SNY's beautiful studios down at the World Trade Center. And it got me thinking today, as a New Yorker coming down to the World Trade Center, what are the five best landmarks of New York City?
That's not bad. All right, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Oh, it's not bad. Okay, here we go.
Here we go!
Number
five.
Are you
looking for approval from me or something like a daddy?
Apparently, you're my radio daddy. So here we go. Number five, Central Park.
Overrated.
Okay, it's at five. It's a zoo, the softball games, horse poop, the whole thing. It's the suburb within the city.
Yeah, I used to love Central Park when I was a lot younger. I think it's overrated. It's usually just crowded. It smells.
You never ripped a joint by the Alice in Wonderland?
I've never done that.
What kind of stuff do you guys talk about on this show?
We have carte blanche or whatever.
What is happening? I'm confused, too. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Statue of Liberty. I agree, a touch overrated there, but... like we alluded to earlier, Ghostbusters made the Statue of Liberty, and that's why it's a symbol.
I do have an urge to walk up
to ghosts,
kind of see what it's like.
You know, you could see it from the newsroom.
I know.
Beautiful
impressive.
View, yeah. Very nice.
Have you ever been up the Statue of Liberty?
I have not, no.
Really?
No.
What kind of New Yorker are you?
Not one that's going to go travel to the Statue of Liberty.
I've never done it either.
Wow.
We used to go at school all the time on field trips.
I fake sick that day watched Bob Barker.
Oh, okay.
I swear I did. Statue, what are you kidding me? I'm going to Ellis Island. Here we go.
Number three.
The Empire State Building. Still slaps. Still a classic, right, when you look up?
By the way, I'm curious now. I've been to all three. Central Park, Statue of Liberty, Empire State Building. Have you been to all three?
No.
Have you been to any of the three?
Central Park, yes.
Oh, Central Park. Okay, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Have you been to Empire?
Central Park and Empire State Building, yes.
All right, two out of three. Keep
going. Here we go.
Number two.
Katz's Deli. What?
I love that place. I've been there. Yeah.
It's the old school, like the lone surviving stacked high deli that still looks like a roach could climb across the floor and you don't care. You're eating that pastrami.
My silence.
I mean, that is New York.
No, I'm not disagreeing. My silence was I was trying to figure out if I've been there or not.
So
I'm trying to figure this
you
out.
You know if you were there.
It's delicious.
The canishes. Oh,
you've had it before, Evan. We've eaten it at the studio.
Well, that doesn't count, though. Eating Cat's Deli as delivery doesn't count as being
okay,
Cat's
that's fair
deli.
Enough. I don't know if you've ever been, but we
I'm
definitely
pretty sure I've been there, but I don't know. All these delis kind of
you've got to go. It's a must.
Well, egg cream and a stacked high turkey. Humana. Here we go.
Number one
is the World Trade Center. Look, it's majestic. It's a symbol of freedom and resilience. And honestly, today, beautiful day to be here. I love it.
I saw what he did there. You left out number one World Trade Center. You left a big one off the list.
Citi Field?
No.
Madison Square Garden.
The greatest arena in the history of arenas where the uncrowned champions play basketball.
Oh,
Madison Square Garden.
Damage.
Tommy, with all due respect, you just said two words there, uncrowned champion. That's the problem, Madison Square Garden. Either one of our teams decide to win a championship anytime soon there, it could get back
okay,
in the
how many
order.
Championships have the Central Park right. softball players played? Please. Madison Square
Guess
Garden
what?
Should be on the list.
We didn't see Kobe score 80 in Central Park. It's going to make it over Madison Square
this may
Garden.
May have to be a Lou Gehrig debate series another day.
Yeah, you're going to set it up so he wins again?
I didn't set anything up for him to win. It's not my fault you botched it and you were terrible and you spent more time making dumb jokes as opposed to actually debating him in something you believe in?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.